everyone, and welcome to Radio Tony. This is the Everyday Business Show, and today we have gremlins in the system. For some reason, my Zoom keeps dropping out, and before it drops out again, I just want to welcome everyone. Good morning, Australia. Good afternoon, the rest of Australia. Good evening, America, and welcome to our friends in Germany, Russia, and the UK. This is Tony Lontis, and this is the Everyday Business Show. If you're listening live, don't forget that we have Payo listening on live on LinkedIn, Facebook, YouTube, and Twitch to answer your questions and provide you links, and in particular, provide you a link to Nikki's special offer for the day. Don't forget, if you miss these live shows, you can catch up with them on Binge TV Networks, Hero Go TV Networks, and the Tony TV channel app on all LG, Roku, and Samsung smart TVs across the planet. Now that I've got that out of the way, I want to connect you with the gorgeous Nikki McLennan. And here's what you need to know before I bring her on for us today. Nikki is one of those people you can't quite believe exists. She's a multi-award-winning photographer and entrepreneur. Nikki defines what it means to take the bull by the horns, living life to its fullest. She works passionately in combination to celebrate the power of women and preserve lifelong memories of family and women in particular. Her work in this space is a clear reflection of her ideals and her work and space that she's done on herself. Nikki is the personification of her lioness brand, as well as a dedicated and loving role model to her beautiful children. Nikki's journey into photography space started at the age of just 14 years old and continued from there to her post-school life in camera and film work. Nikki has been mentored by Stephen Blanche, and she quickly developed a love of art and photography that grew to be her life's passion. So I wanted to start the interview today with a quote from Nikki, and it's one that I love too. In an age where digital is king, Lion and Cub believes there is power and beauty in real art hung on the walls for everyone to see. Good afternoon, Nikki, and welcome to the Everyday Business Show. I'm so glad we're both here finally after the technical hiccups that started the show. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. It's lovely to be here. So exciting.
It is very exciting. Now, I want to draw the audience attention to some of the beautiful portraiture in the background of Nikki, all her own photos, and they are stunning, I might add. But more about that as we go along. Nikki, I want to start where the story left off, and if you can tell the audience about what happened after high school and what you did and what you studied.
So I finished high school in Ballina in 1992, and I wasn't really sure what I wanted to do. I had been offered a scholarship with the Royal Australian Navy. I literally applied for it because I love entering awards and I love filling out forms and applications. And so I had this scholarship opportunity to go to the Australian Defence Force Academy. And then I also had an offer for Sydney University for an arts law degree. Or one in Brisbane. I could have gone to Queensland University where my brothers were. So I wasn't really sure what I'd do. So I figured I didn't really want to join the Navy because that would mean my from 19 to 27 would be predetermined for me all those years. And I really wanted to figure it out myself. My dad told me I was a free spirit. So I decided if I do arts law, hey, that's going to be really fun. I'll move to Sydney. Yeah. So there I was at Women's College for 3 years. I didn't finish the law degree though.
So you definitely finished the arts degree.
I did.
But what was it about law that kind of led you down the path of, no, this is not quite right for me? Was there something about the law degree that didn't resonate with you, Nikki?
Yes, it was. It was very much like I had a really strong sense of justice and what was fair and what would be right. And I sort of was quite naive. I thought if you told the truth, everything would be all right. But I realized that it was more about lawyers, money, and what kind of lawyers you could afford. So that kind of really wasn't right with me. So I decided to focus on the English literature and art history. So studying at Sydney University was amazing. The library, the resources, the lecturers. So we also were able to do a practical component in the fine arts degree. So I was able to start painting again and finding out more. But then I heard that there was a whole art school in Sydney called National Art School. So I realised that's where I probably should go next. So I did work for a year. I tried the corporate space and I had a great job in a media agency, which I loved, but they actually told me that I was probably overqualified for the role and I should really just pursue my passion and go to art school. So I went. So it was like another degree. So it was a Bachelor of Arts and then a Bachelor of Fine Arts. But that was completely different because it was completely based on painting, photography, printmaking, and sculpture and drawing. So that's when I really studied photography and learned all about film. I mean, I'd always taken photos, but I hadn't developed my own film. And I hadn't used slide film, for example, or Hasselblads or Mamiya cameras. So, and I had incredible lecturers as well, three female teachers and only 10 students in photography. So we had so much help. And then I went into running my own business. So that's where it all started. My first business was opened in 2001. So from there, I applied for the government NEIS scheme, the New Enterprise Incentive Scheme, and that one allowed me to open a business and have some kind of government assistance and do a crash course in business. So that's where it all started, really, running a business 20 years ago, but there were breaks in between traveling, tried my hand at teaching, high school teaching, and also more kind of a bit of, in hospitality and retail in between. So I'm just wondering if anyone can still hear Tony. I seem to have lost people. Okay, so after that, I started sort of applying for photography awards and competitions because I've always loved doing that. I've been doing it since I was in year eight. So there was plenty of opportunities in Sydney for entering art exhibition awards. And the first one that came up was called Shutterbug. You had to just pick a theme, any theme, and show 24 photos. So my theme was mannequins because after my first year in business, I was not exactly working every day. So I'd go out and photograph mannequins just so I had some kind of project. And it was all sorts of mannequins, like shop, like David Jones, beautifully styled mannequins to the grungy ones with the chipped nose and the false eyelashes that you find in op shops. But that created a whole series of work, which was shown at the Chevelle Cinema in 2008. And then I also volunteered at the Australian Centre of Photography so I could find out more and more about exhibiting, because that was the real passion, was always creating artwork for the walls, for people's. Now it's for people's homes, but being in a collaborative art space that I am now at Tortuga, there's a gallery downstairs, so I've been able to keep exhibiting. In even in lockdown, there's a show, one man show in the window.
Nikki, I am so truly sorry.
That's
Again,
okay.
I have no idea what is happening today with Zoom, but it again, no warning, just completely dropped out. So I've reconfigured it and reconnected. So, my lovely girl, where were we up to? We were talking about, I was actually going to go back and ask you about the decision not to pursue the idea of being in the Navy. And I wondered if that related to your dad's thoughts that you were a free spirit and that the Navy would have been too constricting on your beautiful personality and artistic flair.
Thank you. Yeah, I was concerned about it because it was going to Canberra, being study I would have studied an arts degree but also a military degree, but then you pay back 5 years service and I would have been on a sh you know who knows. So I think the Gulf War, I might have had to go there. I think I would have been in a very male dominated environment as well, which I don't think I would have liked. I really wanted to just spread my wings and do my own thing. It was really important to kind of follow my destiny, even though I didn't know what that was. And I realized since I've had like 41 different jobs, I counted them the other day. I've tried so many different things. I mean, most of them while studying part time, but I've really done a lot of different jobs. So I think, but I feel like now I have figured it out. But I do remember my dad saying I was a free spirit, and I was so happy because that's what I wanted to be.
That's lovely. I actually think that having that background in a variety of jobs and roles gives you a level of wisdom and experience that other people can't bring, which is kind of really important in what you do, isn't it, Nikki?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, so it's important to kind of read the situation. I can walk into a room and kind of work out what's going on with intuition, which is a really important skill as a photographer. Often at
Absolutely.
events, networking events, I photograph a lot of networking events, but you literally are going up to people and interrupting them right when they might be about to introduce themselves or make a point, and you have to be very delicate and ask for a photo, and you also need to know when to walk away. Other events where you've just got to capture people when they're speaking right at that moment when they pause. But I absolutely love networking, especially in sort of female groups. So mamas
Yes.
creatives, the Oz mumpreneur people, and there's just so much online support for women in business, and that's the space that I'm really enjoying being in.
Yeah. There's I like the point that you made about networking with women, because I believe too, Nikki, that it's quite a different space. And whilst I enjoy joint networking events, it's the women's events that fill my soul and ignite that passion. And that's not to denigrate men. That's not to say that anyone is better than the other. It's just that women have something special, don't they, Nikki?
Yes, I do. And it's so much support and so much sharing of knowledge and skills. And also the collaborations are so much fun and the idea
Absolutely.
sharing. And there's so much inspiration out there. Like I was not bored at all in lockdown. There was just, in fact, I didn't get close to doing half the things I wanted to do. But a lot of that is reading, like trying to, well, connect with people and blogs, there's so much to do. So, networking with women in business is like one of my passions, definitely.
Yeah. Nikki, you're in Sydney, in New South Wales, and you have experienced a really long lockdown. You're coming out the other side now. How's that time been for you, and particularly for your photography business?
So, lockdown number one was a really good chance to rebrand and refresh and sort of reevaluate. So I went all out with the rebrand. That was so much fun. I had an artist design logo for me, which I love. I'm actually wearing it here.
Yeah, it's
And I
beautiful.
also have it lion and cub. I have another one for lioness, but I also was able to spend a lot of time getting brochures made, and everything matches now. So I've got my brand colors and then a website with Coda design. That was a huge one because it was such a big website. It had to cover so many genres and try and educate and inspire and delight people along the way. That was a big one. But then also learning how to use WordPress myself so I could update it and add blogs. So a lot of learning, but also I figured out how to outsource as well. So finding a VA and working with a lot of other people. So I might start a blog and then someone will help me finish it. HK Morgan Harris, she's amazing. She's helped me with a lot of my copywriting. So I've got like a little team of people that I could work with that help me get the things done. But I think lockdown one, I had a great success coming out of it. I did a business to business collaboration with a Healthy Habit Fitness, which was photographing mums who'd had children in lockdown and then hadn't been able to socialize or meet anyone or even be in a mother's group. So that was a great collaboration and got me with my most successful business quarter. And that's when I was like, hey, I should start applying for some awards now because I've got a lot to talk about. Because I had new websites, new marketing collateral, and all that time was so good because literally before I was just like a mouse on a treadmill running, picking up the children, all that stuff. But now, lots more time saving things are in place, better systems and workflow. And I also did a course, Master Your Marketing, with Mark Rosetto. So I had some excellent distractions. Like, there was so much to get through in the course, but it was time. I had time to implement. And then the second lockdown, it was interesting. I got the awards, but then was in lockdown again. So yeah, so coming out of it now, hopefully I can start connecting with the people that I met online. So I did a lot of networking online and looking at the other businesses. So I've just been, I'm a state finalist for City of Sydney in the Excellence in Micro Business, which is through Business Australia. And that's so exciting because that's quite different to
Definitely.
the Oz Mumpreneur Award, which is, I've been chipping away at with that community since 2017. Yeah, so lockdown has been a wonderful chance for me to really reevaluate everything. And also, I have a new website for lioness photography, which is my boudoir and beautiful pole dancing and dance photography and fitness. So,
Absolutely,
yeah.
absolutely. So I want to know what your favorite genre of photography is. Now, you have such a broad skill set from black and white to events to boudoir to mums and bubs. What's your favorite, Nikki? Do you have a favorite or do you just love the whole creative process, no matter what that shows up for you?
I think my favorite would be photographing women. I especially love the boudoir because I've been doing that since art school. I used to photograph myself and my friends. I was looking at Cindy Sherman and looking at ways of looking different in photos, but also we lived in Bondi Beach. We're all young and fit and we had suntans and it was easy to look good in photos when you're 25. So it was lots of fun. But I also, there's so much inspiration out there, but I realized that wouldn't women prefer to be photographed by other women. So that is really creative and spontaneous. Whereas sometimes when you're working with children or pets, you have to be sort of guided by their moods. But when it's just one woman by herself and there's no time limit, you can really get super creative and use a lot of props as well. I love photographing with props and lights in the studio. That's something I love either way. I also love
And I
photographing
guess,
babies. Yeah.
and in thinking about the space where you do your photography, that has to be a pretty safe space for women in general and for bubs, but for a lot of women, it needs to be a safe space. So many of us are not happy with our bodies or don't like our look or just feel genuinely anxious about photography. I know that it's still one of my big pain points is that I just don't like photos and I am on camera presenting most days of the week. And for other women, I'm sure that that's the same, is it, Nikki?
Yes, it is. It comes down to kind of lots of conversations before the shoot and really paying attention to planning, like getting them to send me the pictures of their clothes that they want to wear. And having everything planned so well that by the time they arrive, they're just actually excited. But it's also guiding them with posing, like from their fingertips to the way they point their toes and what to do with their eyes. For women in business, with personal branding, that's another way I can empower women through having fantastic images that describe their brand and their products really well. So, and that also, it comes down to planning and really thinking about how we're going to do the shoot beforehand. I guess coming across as an expert, which is why these awards are so great, like building trust through the awards and also the websites with so much information and trying to kind of, I guess there's another way with the pole dancing too, like that celebrates a strength, so those girls too, they bring a friend sometimes to help get them into the positions on the pole, like spot them and then they just slide out of the photo. So sometimes if they want to bring a friend, that can help as well to moral support, like you look amazing, you look fantastic, and professional hair and makeup always
It
does the trick.
I know that pole dancing has, some not so nice connotations, but I know when a group of us got together for, I think it was a friend's hen's night, and she wanted to do a pole dancing class. I can tell you by the end of that class, not only were we completely exhausted, but we were sore and had sore tummy muscles from laughing so much. And I actually was completely surprised at how empowering that whole session was. And we were all sorts of shapes and sizes and ages, from very young, like we had some teenagers, to some grandmas, but we all had the same fun. And when I saw your photos when we were I was prepping for the show and saw the pole dancing ones, I'm like, I bet those girls had the best time, because I don't know, there's just something about it that really makes you feel, oh my goodness, it's so good to be a woman.
Yeah, it is. It's such a great sport and it really is fun. I started going to
And
classes.
tough.
Yeah, it's hard. It's so hard. So it's like kind of rock climbing. It requires the same kind of center of gravity strength. And there's
Definitely.
so many different women that can do it at all different ages. So, but when
It
you're in a class with other women, that really is fantastic because there's a lot of
is.
fun, a lot of laughter, a lot of bruises that come out of
Lots
it.
of laughter. Lots of laughter, lots of bruises, a few falls, and a few very strange positions. But what a great way to capture the essence of a woman through that sort of photography. You do a lot of writing, Nikki, and not just talking about the awards, although I'm going to go back to the awards in a minute, but you also started writing for Capture magazine. Can you tell us about that?
So Capture magazine, I was writing for them when I was on maternity leave after my first child. I kind of did take the usual sort of 6 weeks off, but then I was wondering what I could do, and this opportunity came up, and I was so excited because it involved researching and I could do it when my son was asleep. So I had to find photographers, at least three or four. The first article was all about the art of newborn photography because it was at that time in 2011, it was becoming a really popular genre, which was a fantastic genre for women who have school-aged children because most of the shoots occur between 10 and 2. And it was a chance for women photographers to really get big names for themselves, because when I started, it was all working for men, male photographers, being an assistant wedding photographer, or a lot of male portrait photographers' studios. But this was when women really started to, they're earning, out earning the men with their fantastic work, like Kelly Brown. And so I interviewed Kelly Brown and she was amazing, and then some other photographers. Then it would, yeah, the article would go backwards and forwards to the editor. That was quite a long process. He chose the photos. But then there was one article I had to write, which literally, oh, it almost ruined me. It was about storage solutions for photographers and like hard drives. It was just so difficult to write. But I did do another one. I suggested it. Can I do an article about the history of female nudes in photography? And that was a fantastic, fun article. It was men photographing like Pirelli style calendars I interviewed. And then another photographer, Toby, who was photographing women, larger women jumping on a trampoline and then like in the air. And then he'd Photoshop them like floating through these landscapes. So, and then Fiona Wolf, another photographer I interviewed. Yeah, so all different interpretations of the same theme. That was my favorite one to write. But then there would be the odd one, like the digital file dilemma, why photographers don't want to hand over all the digital files, why they want to make artwork for you, why they specialize in creating artwork. You don't need to see all the photos, you just need the best and trust the artist.
The
That
best ones.
was what it was about. So that was fun. I really loved doing that actually. It was good. It was a good way to stay involved in the industry and be able to stay at home with my baby as well.
Fantastic. Now I want to go back to the awards, and you mentioned earlier in the interview how much you love filling out awards and paperwork. But that leads me to when you were first nominated in the Oz Mumpreneur Awards in 2017. Just for the audience, the Oz Mumpreneur Awards are amazing awards for women in business across Australia, and they create such a huge buzz and have such an impact on the people that are lucky enough to be awarded prizes within the diverse range of awards that are available. But can you tell us about the first time becoming involved with Oz Mumpreneur and then the story around that?
Oh, so 2017, I did a personal branding shoot for a great lady who had opened a barbaroo. It was called Barbaroo in Barangaroo, and she was a hairdresser, but she
Oh,
was absolutely
yeah.
terrified of having a photo taken. So it was really hard to get her to feel relaxed and confident, but she had amazing hair. It was like bright red and these fantastic outfits. And she also had some textiles. So we did, it was, she was very creative. So it was easy to come up with ideas
Yes.
and different colored backgrounds, but also quite hard to get her to feel relaxed. So when she wrote me this fantastic testimonial, and then the next thing was I found that she'd nominated me for the Oz Mumpreneur Awards. And I was like, wow, that's just so excited. So I was nominated the first year by someone else. And then as
Yes.
I found out more about it and realized it was a huge award gala dinner in Sydney, I was like, oh my God, I should photograph this. So I
Yeah.
got in touch and put my proposal in. And that was great because I got to meet everyone, of course, because I was the
Yes.
photographer of the event and the trophy winners and the people speaking. And then lots of women wanted those photos. So I reconnected with them after the event. And then I was like, wow, I want to stay in this community. So I waited until, oh, but I was, when I was photographing it, I was like 8 months
Yeah.
pregnant as well. So
Oh, that's,
I had to
yes,
sit.
that's right. You
So
were 8 months. That's right. You were
it
8 months
was quite
pregnant.
challenging. Yeah, I was sat right up the front. I had made
Yes.
sure my meal was served early so I wouldn't, I had a steak. I was literally putting mouthfuls of steak in my mouth and then quickly photographing the next award and then eating. Yes, it was really hard actually to stay up. I had flat shoes, but I got through the night. I couldn't have champagne at the end with everyone, but I went home.
Yeah.
And then 2 years later, my child was one. And that was exciting because
Yes.
it was on again, but this time it was Melbourne. And that was my first time leaving my family to go off on an adventure since having,
Yes.
two children, two boys. And so, yeah, 2019 was excellent. And I ended up getting a bronze award in New South Wales Business Excellence. And so I was
Yes.
like, wow, if I came third, what can I do next? So I just waited and waited. And then when this one rolled around, they actually had invented a new category called the Creative Entrepreneur category, which is a
Yes.
new category. And I was like, this is absolutely perfect for me
For
and for
you,
other
yeah.
photographers and artists who might teach as well, teaching classes. So my, yeah, I was just thrilled that there was a new category and I felt very confident because I'd had the lockdown and I had the rebrand. So I had new things to talk
Yes.
about and new things to write about in my application. And so
Yeah.
that started that. And then when that came around, we're in lockdown and it was, Zoom at home.
Again.
So
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
dressed up with my, best frock on and a cocktail hat. And I had my children with
Yes.
me. And
Yes.
when they announced it, I was just like, ah, it was so exciting. I couldn't believe it. I was
Yeah.
so happy. And it's been great.
It's even though we've done a lot of that on Zoom, I know for our awards over Zoom in Queensland, it was the same. Everyone was dressed up and having all sorts of fun, and I couldn't the excitement was palpable even through the screen. It was lots and lots of fun, even though it was on Zoom. So the award in 2021, what does that mean to you, Nikki? Because it's been like a progression, hasn't it, from
It
2017 to,
has.
yeah.
Yeah, I guess it's really validating. It's been 9 years in business, like to from the
Yes.
start when, like I was literally just working but not making any money and then sticking at it
Yeah.
and then having another child and then going, well, I could
What do I
teach.
do?
My mother was a teacher and I also studied become a teacher in Melbourne. And it was great. I did enjoy it, but I wasn't sure if it was what I should do full time. I'm just glad that I've stuck it out now, and I'm glad that I've been in this collaborative space here at Tortuga in Sydney, which has got a lot of artists around me and seeing other women in business around me going, yeah, I'm sure this is
Helps.
what I'm meant to do. It does. And yeah, I'm just so glad that I've stuck it out. And now this
Yes.
feels like the tenacity and going through lockdowns, but actually using it as a chance to get better and create new products and really work on my
Yeah.
craft. I mean, I took photos
Yeah.
every day still, sometimes just of shop windows, mannequins again. I did mannequins with
Yes.
face masks, my
Yes.
children, my cat, anything. So I never really
Anything to
stopped
keep you.
making. Yeah. So yeah, I'm just so glad that
Fantastic.
I thought to enter the awards now. Like, yeah, it really helps.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, your work has been described as a fine art photographer. What does that mean to you, Nikki?
It means a lot. It means it's really, yeah, it's like being called what, a three hat chef or something, you know? It means that I'm really passionate about it, but I've been working on it for so long. It also means, I guess, I understand how to use film. I've learned from the beginning with film, and also that my photos are not just snapshots, that they have layers of meaning, that I can create stories
Yes.
with a series. Having them post-production work done on them, special sort of retouching, and also
Yes.
using lighting equipment and studios and props. I also love photographing outdoors, but I really do like introducing all the extra levels, and being in exhibitions since art school. So obviously at National Art School, the goal is you have your end of year show, and that's so exciting.
Yes.
To be exhibited, and the whole of Sydney can come and see it, like it's on display.
Yes.
So that fostered the love of wanting to be in exhibitions and creating art that's going to be seen on walls. And so I guess that is what a fine art photographer does, rather than snapshots or purely documentation. It's meant to be
Yes.
on the walls, yeah.
It's meant to be beautiful and special and wonderful and imaginative and on someone's wall in display for everyone to see, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. So
And
that's what that
Nikki,
means.
there's also the ability for you to be quite innovative with your portraiture, and you can create all sorts of different things. And you can, if someone has a blank wall and a bit of an idea, you can create that for them, can't you? Be it a
Yeah.
landscape or a family portrait or whatever. You now, with all that experience that you've had, you can create works that are essentially works of art, even though they're photography. They're still works of art for people, aren't
Yeah,
they?
especially like telling a family story. Like if a family has two children and they're quite certain that this is their children now, so then they might choose an artwork that's got one of each child and then a panoramic of the family in the middle, or creating
Yes.
storyboards that one photo might have nine inside it. So really focusing on asking the family what they'd love to have, imagining it on their wall, and then shooting specifically in a certain
To
style
capture
that
that.
to capture that, yeah. And yeah, I love doing that.
I was just going to say, do you like that creative? So obviously you love the photography itself, but I know from talking to you that you also enjoy that creative post-production part where you get to be as innovative and creative as you want or need to be, don't you?
Yeah, I do. I love showing the photos to people when they come back in and they look at them with me on the screen, and I give them different options of black and
Yes.
white or colour or maybe something quite desaturated, so that they can really have exactly what they want. Sometimes they might need to be guided, but with the different paper samples and framing options, you can have a really high gloss metallic finish, or maybe you want textured watercolour paper. And that's why I love having a studio, because it's all on display, so people can come and touch and feel it. Sometimes I take
They
it to the
can.
shoot. Yeah, they can. And then just trying to work with people who can't really think beyond, oh, I just want a couple of digital files, a couple of prints. They don't
Yes.
really know what they want. So I guess helping them kind of visualize something that they can look back on as their
And be
children. Well,
proud of.
children, yeah, and children love seeing big pictures on the wall of themselves. They love it, and
Yes.
that makes them
Yes.
feel, builds their self-esteem,
Yes.
and then, or albums that can be handed down. I mean, I love looking at my mum and dad's photo albums. I've got, mum did such a great job putting all the photos
Yeah.
into albums. There's so many. And then the older ones where they actually touched up, you know, the lips and the eyes, so the black and
Oh,
white photos that are hand
yes, those
painted.
beautiful old, yes, I know what you mean. They really are quite stunning. It was tradition in our family to have portraits done at a certain age. I think maybe 8 months old. And we grew up with those really big sized portraits of each of us at the same age and up on the wall together. So they are very special, and we get to inherit them when our parents move from their current place. I want to go back just quickly to your work with mums and bubs, and in particular small bubs, and some of the work that you can create around mums and bubs. Because when bubbies are very small, mums don't often remember what it was like when they were so small, because generally speaking, you're pretty fatigued, aren't you?
Yes, definitely. So a great way to start a family portrait with a newborn is to do the family photos first and really capture those so that then if the mother is extremely tired, they can sit back in a chair with a cup of tea and watch the rest of the shoot unfold and just look at their beautiful baby they've just created. And the baby would be on a posing beanbag, and that's when I can do the little detail shots, little fingernails and tiny toes. I also love to photograph a mother holding their baby so they can remember how
In that.
small they were in their arms. So 7 to 12 days, and then again, around 6 weeks is another great age, but they're still super small. But they might want their baby's eyes open in the photos. So again, it's kind of like really asking them to think about what they want before the shoot. And there's so much inspiration on Pinterest. Or asking them to look at my photos and connecting with what they love. But I think some newborn shoots can take a lot longer, but people never regret doing them afterwards. Sometimes I go to people's houses if they've aren't able to drive yet. I can do the photos in their home. It really depends on what they want. So for some people, that's exactly what they want. They've created a nursery they're really proud of. And they want to, sometimes they want their dog in the photos as well. Yeah, so it's like their
Well, they're part
firstborn.
of the family. Yeah, they're part of the family. I think Anne Geddes made those beautiful newborn photos, just such things of gorgeousness with all the different, in a pea pod and all of
Oh,
those. They're just
definitely.
amazing, aren't they? And
Oh,
I
I've got
think
all
that
of her
that's,
books. Yeah.
they're
They were gifts,
gorgeous,
like
aren't they?
great gifts. Yeah, my mother gave me lots of them as gifts, but I always look at them. They're really inspiring, the way she uses her color palettes and then flowers and also the soft sort of focus. And yeah, there's lots in there. Yeah, there's so
And as
much
a
to look at.
photographer, it just gives you even more ideas for creating special shots for your clients as well. Nikki, there's a beautiful link between art and photography, and you capture that in your beautiful portraits. I know too that there's been lots of struggles for you, and in particular, being a creative entrepreneur with ADHD, I'm wondering if you're happy to share with the audience what struggles that means for you, in particular, being a mum with a business and having ADHD. How does that all play out for you, and how do you manage that? Because I've no doubt that there are days when it's a real struggle.
Yeah, so I only was officially diagnosed last week, last Thursday. So the official diagnosis is brand new, but I knew that I had it from there's so much information out there with podcasts especially, and people with ADHD love podcasts because you can listen to one while you're cleaning or walking the pram. And so I had a lot of kind of hunches of, yeah, that's definitely me. I totally have that. So I think in business, it's been tricky sometimes wondering if I specialize in too many genres, whether I should just focus on one. But then again, I enjoy them all. I guess, yeah, so I think some difficulties can be, though, with scheduling and making sure I'm allowing myself enough time.
Time.
You can be a perfectionist, so you sort of I underestimate how long something's going to take. There might be the hyper focus too. I could easily forget to pick up my children from school, but thankfully we've worked it out now. My partner, I take them to school and he picks them up, so that's been really
That's
helpful.
good.
Yeah, so I think, but I mean, there's lots of good things about it too. So you can really hone in on your skills and be super creative, and there's lots of really well-known people like Richard Branson and Whoopi Goldberg and lots of people that have actually thrived with it. But I find having a virtual assistant is incredible.
The biggest help.
And yeah, and also kind of, yeah, doing some, almost finishing something and then handing it over to be finished by someone else, because finishing things
Yes.
can be a challenge.
A
Because
challenge.
yeah, and having lots of windows open on my computer as well. So trying to like start something and then just finish it, edit one job with, before I start the next one. I have to actually write a lot of lists and tick them off as I go. Yeah, I have
Yeah.
to.
No, I just agree with you. I think that lists are great things. I have lists all over the
Yeah,
place, and I do try them a bit. I'm a bit like you, Nikki. I get distracted by the next thing and sometimes forget to go back and finish that thing that I was supposed to finish. So I do get a little bit of I do understand a little bit, but I actually think that it makes you and your work more creative. Do you think that plays out for you?
Oh, absolutely, definitely. I mean, I've always really focused on the creativity, but absolutely loved it and loved looking at other artists and taking something from them. And that's why I enjoyed studying fine arts, because you would have to find one or two artists who inspired or influenced your work. But I actually used my report in a third year at National Art School as evidence for my assessment, because it said you really need to focus on the two artists you have chosen and stop bringing in new elements to your work. So I was so excited. I kept wanting to be influenced by more than two. I wanted 10, you know,
Yes.
influences.
Yeah.
So I think, yeah, like I'm just lucky that I've got some great people that I collaborate with and I work with. That really helps. I must say, I did have to do a mad dash home to get my earbuds though, because I forgot those. So every now and then there's something that might go wrong. But I luckily our home's really close to the studio.
I was going to say, or like your host, internet dropping out unexpectedly multiple times. Never had that happen before,
Oh,
ever. And of
really?
all the people, never happened. It's never happened like that before, ever. And all the people to, for it to happen to, I'm just was beside myself when it dropped out the second time. I'm like, oh my God. And then I come back on and you were talking like, oh, go, Nick. Who are
Yeah, I
you?
just figured I'll just keep talking. I'm really good at talking, so I just thought I'll just keep going and hopefully you'll come back. Yes. And I was concerned that maybe I'd got the daylight savings thing wrong, and I was like, no, how could I, you know?
No,
But yeah.
it's all good. It's all good. We have you here now, and we get the pleasure of your company talking about something that you love. Now, you're as you said, you have a number of genres that you work in, and I just wanted to quickly touch on the boudoir work that you do with women. Can you explain to the audience how that works? Because
So,
some people may not be familiar with how a photo shoot like that works.
okay, so first of all, it starts with kind of a mood board and collaboration of like, show me some photos that you love, show me some ideas from Pinterest, or just take photos from books. So we collaborate that way over a few emails, and we have a planning consultation, which can be in person or on the phone for about half an hour. And really, it's good to do it over Zoom, actually. They can show me the outfits they're thinking. I can show them the kind of backgrounds that I can use. And then on the day, it's hair and makeup and a glass of champagne if they like, or a cup of tea. So lots of, and they also collaborate with the makeup artist too. So the makeup artist knows if, what skin tone, what colors to bring, whether to bring eyelashes. And then the shoot itself. So usually it is like three outfits. It can be a mixture of like just all lingerie, or it might just be a favorite dress. It might be just a glimpse of skin, or it could be like a fine art nude shoot, which is sort of traditionally black and white. So
Yes.
I photograph women. Sometimes the girls might want to do a pole dancing, a bit of pole dancing, and then boudoir. But it's also for
Yes.
older women who may have, have had two
Scars
children.
and
Yeah, and they
life
want
and
to celebrate their kind of their strength and beauty. It could be a
yeah.
woman who's pregnant as well, who's about to bring in new life, that wants to celebrate the amazing shape that her body has taken on.
Yes.
Yeah, but it's all sculpted with lighting and shadows, and most of my work is quite moody and dark. Occasionally, I use a hotel room though, where it might be all white linen sheets and light coming
Yes.
in, but I
Yes.
prefer the kind of studio
Dark,
with
moody.
lighting. Yeah, I prefer that, but I can do either. So sometimes it might be a bridal lingerie shoot too for women who are getting married. Instead of presenting their husband to be with cufflinks or a watch, they give them an Apple Watch that's preloaded with sexy photos of themselves. Or they might give them a little book. They think they're getting a letter, but in fact they open it and they, oh my goodness, this is the lady I'm about to marry. So there's that
Yes.
as well. It's a great way to photograph a woman before her wedding as well. Then I know all her best angles. But it can be a few different things. But I particularly love photographing women who are a bit older, who really want to do something special for themselves, be treated, be pampered
Yes.
after like
Yes.
the busyness of raising children. This is a day just for them. And then they get sort of very personal artwork. They don't have to put it on the wall. They might put it in an album with that's velvet with a ribbon tie that makes it very
Yes.
much an experience of like untie the ribbon, open it up, look at it, enjoy
Yes.
it, put it away, but then return to it years later when they're,
Yes.
like in their 70s,
Even,
remembering what it was like to be, celebrating that confidence that comes with when you're older as well. So
Definitely.
there's a few different ways I can empower women through that, but I guess yeah, the boudoir is, it's super creative. It's really fun and I absolutely love seeing the reaction when I can show them their edited photos. It's amazing.
Nikki, do you do most of those in your own studio? I know that you have the capacity to go anywhere, but do you like to do them in your own studio?
Yeah, I do. I definitely do. I've got a pole here for pole dancing and it's a huge space. This is like an old building. So the actual
Yes.
space to do the photos is it's enormous. So I can get right back and use a really long telephoto lens. So
Yes.
I can make someone look like they're quite far away. It's also great for the hair and makeup because it's like there's a lot of
Yeah,
space around.
to do that.
And yeah, so this is be my favorite place to do the photos, definitely.
That's awesome. Now, Nikki, I know that you have a special offer for the audience today. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, so I've just come up with an offer that would suit someone who wanted a little quick session with a pet or a baby, so like a half hour shoot. So with five digital files, I've got that discounted for it's I sh sorry, it is $4.95 for a 30-minute shoot
Yes.
with five digital files, a family offer with 10 digital
Fantastic.
files and for $7.95, and then the final offer is for just if someone just wants a headshot, like a corporate headshot, that's
Yes.
$1.95. Just a like a
Oh,
quick headshot for LinkedIn. So I tried to cover
fantastic.
all bases. Yeah.
Yeah,
Yeah.
that's it. They're fantastic offers. I was reading them and I thought, oh, I can't wait for Nikki to tell the audience about these. Now,
Yeah.
if you're watching this today, the links for will be in the live chat. They will be attached to all of the replays of this interview in particular. And I encourage you, if you're a little bit worried as a woman in particular about you and your body, please talk to Nikki. She has amazing insight into what looks good, what you'll look, how you'll be placed within that photography session, and she has wonderful experience in creating things of beauty, photographs of beauty, and of course, she has the adaptability to be able to photograph from any stage in life, so from beginning to end and anything in between. Nikki's favorite thing to do is to create something that falls within the realm of fine art photography. So you're not getting just a normal photographer, you're getting someone who will create something particularly beautiful and unique for you. So Nikki's in Sydney, New South Wales, Australia, and I know that there will be those of you listening today that are in need or want to get set up for 2022. So there's lots and lots of people already planning, particularly businesses are already planning about what's going to happen in 2022. And if you want to revamp your socials, if you want to relaunch, or rebrand on social media, I encourage you to get in contact with Nikki. Nikki is an award winner, a multi award winning photographer, and she does beautiful creative shots and photography across many genres. And I just encourage you to jump on and chat to Nikki. Nikki, what's your best email?
My best email is info@lionandcubphotography.com. So it's info@lionandcubphotography.com. So that is the best one to reach me in.
And the website is Lion and Cub Photography. The other website, Nikki?
So I have lionandcub.photography. So it's not .com, it's .photography. And I have Lioness, so www.lioness.photography. So the special offer also extends to boudoir. I just wanted to let people know that as well. It can
fantastic.
Be for boudoir, family, corporate, or a simple baby that's sitting or a pet, just so that people can come in and have like a, you know, a small experience, medium or large, kind of in terms of how long it takes and what's involved.
And so, actually, in the lead up to Christmas, what a great Christmas idea as well.
Yeah, definitely. That's right.
Who gives someone the gift of photography for Christmas? We've all been locked up for way too long. Let's celebrate what life should be looking like. Nikki McLennan, thank you so much for coming on Everyday Business today. It's been a divine pleasure to have you on the show. Again, apologies for the technical issues. We'll be able to edit some of those out in the replays of the show. But unfortunately, live is live, and that's the way it falls. Nikki, thank you for coming on Radio Tony and Everyday Business. I look forward to connecting with you again soon, and look forward to seeing more of your beautiful photography gracing our screens across Australia. Thanks again.
That's your
lot for this week, my wonderful audience. Bye for now. We'll see you next week. Nikki, thank you.
Thank you so much. I had so much fun. Goodbye.
Yay. Bye for now, everyone.
Thank you.